Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live in the Odyssey app. Take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. It's a great app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
Real quick, I know you want to get to the Drake beef, but I didn't pay attention. How did our boy Dennis Scott III, a.k.a. Trey, play in the Cap Classic?
I saw him knock down some threes.
Oh, he did? I didn't look at a box score, so I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't see the final box, but Tom, who came in here, Tom Doyle, sent me a text that the game was actually great and came down to the end.
Oh, cool. I like that kid. I root for him. I didn't pay attention, so I...
Prelim game, double overtime, district team won with 1 second left on the shot clock, or I guess in the main game. So apparently it was really good.
All right, cool.
And I saw Dennis Scott tweet out a couple of pictures. We got really good audience feedback on the Dennis Scott interview.
Oh, I thought it was great.
People loved him.
Oh, yeah.
And people actually liked the picture, even though EB went off about the focus. I guess we've talked about our pictures so much and talk about us not taking pictures. For the most part, people said that we looked good in the picture.
Well, that probably because it's blurry. I mean, to be honest with you, I think maybe it did us a favor.
All right, well, we just take blurry pictures all the time.
Do blurry pics all the time.
What were you going to say, Mike?
No, I think I know where it went wrong. I did a little research. So if you take a picture on an iPhone and you send it to an Android, it loses quality. So we took it on JP's phone, which is an iPhone, and then we sent it over to your Android.
Yeah, but if you look at it on JP's phone, I know what you're saying. Focus is focus, though. Like, was it in focus on your phone, JP? His picture?
I mean, I think it looks pretty focused.
Let me see here.
Automatic focus.
Focus.
It's decent. It's decent. It probably is better. Yeah, who knows? It's just tilting. But yeah, there's definitely a thing. There's definitely a thing when...
I'll have to smear some Vaseline on the camera lens every single picture.
Just to get a little blurry.
Yeah, get some blur.
But I mean, it's rare where we get compliments. Here's one from Trey. Finally good picture of the guys.
All right, we'll take it.
And there were...
I thought I botched it, putting my hands in my pocket. I don't know how to stand. I like to do this. That doesn't work. If I put my hands in a pocket, that doesn't work. I don't
Down by the side, maybe.
I don't know what to do. And I can't wear a thing with a... What do you call it?
A hoodie with a pouch.
I can't wear the pouch.
Yeah.
That makes you
pocket.
Look, yeah.
You look like a marsupial.
All right. Let's go to Richard. He's going to give us a scoop on the Drake Lamar Kendrick beef.
Richard.
I got to know what's going on here. I thought everybody respected Kendrick Lamar, no?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody pretty much respects him. That's why J. Cole apologized. But yeah, I'm trying to be as quick as possible. So if you go back about a decade when Kendrick Lamar just started, J. Cole kind of found him, took him on tour with him, things like that. They built like a friendship. From there, Kendrick Lamar took off the type of music he put out, and he won quite a few Grammys, more than Drake and more than J. Cole. This started to build a type of rivalry between the three of them. Later on, Kendrick Lamar put out a song that was dissing Wale. Well, not, we mentioned them by name, Wale, Drake, J. Cole, and a couple other rappers. All the other rappers was like, oh, good, you know, that's part of the rap game, we love it. But Drake got emotional about it, went on a radio show about it, talked about if you say something, you should mean it type of vibe with it. So from there, a few years later, up until like...
Oh, this has been going on for years.
Years. This has been going on for a long time. They've been sneak dissing each other for a long time in their songs.
All right.
Well, a song called First Person Shooter came out with J. Cole and Drake. It's a banger. But in the song... J. Cole is singing on his verse about how there's a big three. And the big three would be K-Dot, which is Kendrick, Ardrey, which is Drake, and then him, Cole. Good songs, a lot of memes in it. But Kendrick Lamar didn't like the fact that one part of the song, they said that when J. Cole and Drake are at it, it's like the Super Bowl. So, you know, Kendrick was like, I'm the Super Bowl. So then a song came out called Like That.
Right.
Yeah, Where Future and Metro Boomin was dissing Drake because Drake did not do an album.
There's a rapper called Metro Boomin, Jason. I'm aware of this.
I'm not. I have no
idea. My favorite
idea.
Rapper is Boogie with the Hoodie, but that's just me. Go ahead.
Metro Boomin is a
whatever
is
happened
a
to Rakim? Can we just talk about Rakim?
All right, so we'll get into the end of it. So because Future was mad at Drake for not doing an album with him, but doing it with 21 Savage, another name, yeah. He put out a song called Savage. Like That. Because he wanted to make Drake angry, he put Kendrick Lamar on the album, and Kendrick Lamar completely killed Drake and also attacked J. Cole because of the song.
All right, here's the thing. All right, it's confusing. My head's going to explode. Give me two songs to listen to, one from each side.
Okay. Well, you would want to listen to Like That, which is a song by Future and Metro Boomin.
All right.
And Kendrick has the verse.
All right.
You want to listen to First Person Shooter, which is J. Cole and Drake's song.
Okay, that's it.
And then the...
No, that's the setup before the disses.
It's all the bandwidth we
have. Then you got to go to the diss track.
Oh, my God. All right, you know what?
Drake's diss track is called Push Ups.
All right, will you do me a favor? Yeah. Will you tweet me, EB Junkies, and tell me what to listen to?
All right, I will.
Please okay. don't tag right. me.
There you go.
Yeah, tweet me.
No, don't tag me either.
Hold on, Like That.
Like That.
What's the other one?
Richard.
Like That.
Richard.
First person shooter. Yes.
First person shooter.
All right.
All right, and then we're on to the diss tracks. So, right.
7 minute drill by J. Cole. Seven minute drill by J. Cole.
All right.
And then push-ups by Drake.
And push-ups.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. It's all good. Tweet me at Breaking Benjamin.
Reading about this. Drake fires at Kendrick Lamar, but also strays, as they say. Strays like Rick Ross. He takes out a lot of people, a lot of strays.
Yeah, you don't want to catch the strays.
I heard some stuff about Rick Ross, you know, with all this Diddy stuff
Rick
going
Ross.
On. It's scary.
Hey, Drab and I were talking about the beef this morning.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know what was going on. And Drab made a great point. He says, whatever happened to the Tupac Biggie, I banged your wife.
It's a lot easier to understand.
This
follow,
is hard,
right?
Yeah.
This
has been going on for years. And I didn't even know.
This is too complicated.
You have to know all their past history, decipher, you know, you got to speak another language to figure out what everything's coded. I don't know what any of it means.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna do my homework.
Tupac, straight to the point.
Jay-Z Nas, so it was much easier.
J. Cole's
50 Cent, Ja Rule, much easier.
It's weird. J. Cole is popular, and I really like Drake. Like, I have a bunch of Drake songs on my stuff. I don't really like any of J. Cole's. I don't know what are his sillies.
I thought he was more of a singer.
Yeah, he kind of sings.
Yeah.
More than raps. I don't know.
All right, let's go to Brandon in Arlington.
Personal preference.
One more. Sorry, Cakes. Just
it's all good.
You can go to the bathroom. Brandon.
Well, hey, what's up, Junkie?
What's up, Brandon?
I was talking to Drab, so I kind of missed. I don't want to just repeat everything he just said, but because I heard first-person shooter mode, I heard Like That. But, I mean, I can pivot. I just went to Kiowa for a week. Valdez, you need some.
Hey, nothing says rat beef in Kiowa.
Yeah,
together.
That's quite a pivot.
Yeah, we almost got kicked off the ocean course playing Like That because it was the day it came out.
Oh, really?
Oh, you were playing music on the ocean course?
Yes, probably.
That's a faux pas.
Oh, you're not allowed to play at that place?
I don't even think you can take carts out on the ocean course.
No, you have to have caddies. Yeah. You have to have four caddies.
Very highfalutin.
Yeah, but you can have a four caddy and take a cart. Oh, you got to walk.
How much do you tip the four caddy?
I don't know, man, $50.
I was going to say $100.
At least like $100 probably.
Yeah. Depends how good he is, too.
We did $150 a man, so I don't know. He made. Like
baller.
600 total. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, it's 650 to play the course, and you're walking for like 5 hours.
How windy was it?
Oh,
but windy.
Yeah. I don't
I shot an 82 in the morning, and then I shot like a 108 on the ocean.
Wow.
I legitimately shot like two strokes worse per hole.
Yeah. Why do you want to get your green teeth kicked off. In like that?
It's a challenge.
Not a challenge. Not for us. You're just going to get your teeth kicked.
Well, also, when they plan the trip, they don't know it's going to be that windy.
Well, you know that course is always.
Did you do the replay rate? Because we're playing there at 8 in the morning and then doing the replay rate at 3:10, 3:20.
No, we played Osprey in the morning and then Ocean. And then we did Turtle and Cougar the next day.
Those are all the ones right island. There.
Yeah. Yeah. He went from a diss beef to the most white
conversation ever.
Yeah, this is hurting your credibility. Yeah,
your street cred.
Yeah.
Here's the 30 seconds. All right. Everyone for the past 5 years has been saying the big three. J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick, right? And then Future did an album with Drake about 5-7 years ago called What a Time to Be Alive, and everyone jocked it and said it was the best collab rap album, like, since Drake, you know, Jay-Z and Kanye. People got a little bit bitter, but then Drake did the song called First Person Shooter Mode with J. Cole. They're just jocking each other, calling each other the best, who the GOAT. It's like the Super Bowl. And then, all right, I can hear Valdez.
And Kendrick got upset.
He got upset, so he hopped on Future's surprise album, and they weren't expecting him. And he said, you know, basically, F the big three, it's just Big Me. And that was a direct shot.
It's a good line.
Making fun of.
Pretty harmless, too, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? This beef is so mild. They're just beefing about who's better.
Yeah, it's not 90s where you kill each other.
Right.
They're all fake rappers.
It's light beef.
It's all driving traffic so they can make more money.
It's lean. This is lean beef.
Well, that's exactly it. All Future is, he's rapping on Percocet and lean. He can't even really put a, you know, people kind of joan on him. He's just a mumble rapper, but he's the most influential.
Can you imagine spending $700 to go play the ocean course, then you get kicked off after three holes because you're playing mumble rap?
He's so pissed at yourself.
I know.
So who do they say is the mumble rapper? J. Cole?
I'm sure I know.
No, Future.
Future.
I don't really know any Future songs. I'm pretty clueless.
Oh, he's
about
only
him.
Been the biggest rapper for the past decade.
I'm older. Yeah.
I know what I won't be listening
all
to
I
in
know
the future.
He had a kid with Ciara. Ciara, however you say her name.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, Russell Wilson gets tight. Yeah.
All right, Brandon. All right, thank you, buddy.
You were wrong. It's Seville. I went to a wedding in Seville a couple months ago.
It's not Seville. It's Sevilla.
Well, Seville, if you're hard thing and living.
Right. Well, that's why I pronounced it Sevilla.
He said he didn't know.
It's Seville, not Sevilla.
No, you were saying Seville.
No. Like Drab said like that.
That was Drab.
Drab said that.
Drab, ugly American.
I said Sevilla. I thought
the
it was
the one
Sevilla.
With the big lips.
Oh, my bad.
He's the mumble rapper.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, originally. He's the OG.
The OG mumble rapper.
I just told him to go because I thought it was a cool town.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. D-R-A-B. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Good job, bud.
All right. Thanks,
thank you,
man.
A Future is living that life, so he was engaged to Ciara.
So yeah, they have a kid together.
Seven kids, seven moms.
Wow.
That's
quite a resume.
I mean, what are you going to do? Different culture, man.
Hey, are you going to listen to those four songs in a row?
I will.
I have them written down. I'm going to.
Yeah. We put it in my DMs or something.
And do a whole segment tomorrow.
No.
You want to do it tomorrow? Please, we'll do it on the show? We'll do it live.
Hey, you still haven't listened to Cowboy Carter. I've been waiting for your review.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You tell me I will
do it. Is that Beyonce?
That's the Beyonce country album. This is the greatest album.
That's like the Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles.
I mean, I don't know how it can be, but I'll listen to it. All right. Everyone plays that
you
Texas
know what?
Hold'em
when you
song.
Go down to VMI, you go down to Lexington, VA, you can listen to it.
Yeah. That's going to be a 4-hour death march, I think.
On Friday night.
Friday night.
At dinner?
Friday,
yeah, probably.
Friday afternoon. Well, I'm supposed to meet people for dinner.
Yeah. That's.
So I should probably leave at like 1 or something. Yeah. I don't have to leave at like
I always leave around 12 or 1. And I've been lucky, knock on wood.
So I got to go 95, right? Or no?
No, you go,
I never go 95.
You go 66 to 81 and then down 81 all the way. Okay. And 81's a disaster usually.
You love that road.
Oh, it's the worst in the country.
Is that the road that you go, like if you go to Charlottesville, do you go 81 to Charlottesville?
That's 64.
No.
I mean, maybe you could take 81 to 64. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. It's usually 95 to 64, but
gotcha.
I haven't been to Charlottesville in a long time.
All right, we talked earlier about the Masters. Scotty Scheffler won it.
Yes.
He's won two Masters in the last 3 years. He's been the number one player for like 80 weeks in a row.
Yep.
He is running away with everything in the golf world. But you've got some people like Drab who just think he's boring. Is he bad for golf? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies. All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Masters is like the Super Bowl for Bishbox and Valdez and EB. I mean, I know EB desperately wanted Greg Norman to win a Masters back in the day. That was his guy.
I wanted who?
Greg Norman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like you, I think you would probably give back three Tiger. You'd probably give back as great as Tiger. You're a fan of Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You'd probably give back five Tiger majors for one Greg Norman Masters.
I think he does that trade, a five for one.
I don't know.
Yeah, but also roots.
So Tiger's greatness
Tiger.
Would be as great.
For Tiger,
no, I love Tiger. I love Tiger, yeah, but Greg was before Tiger. Greg probably should have retired with like six majors minimum.
But the
he
Masters.
Got so hosed.
I know. I know. Here comes history, Ricky.
Bob Tway.
Larry Mize.
I mean, they don't fall though. The '96 Masters.
You're probably right. Yeah, you're right.
But point is,
Zeller, I think, beat him.
I think you revere the Masters.
Everybody.
And the Masters is awesome.
It's the holy grail of golf.
And Scotty Scheffler's.
I would love
two
to go to Augusta. I wouldn't want to go on a Saturday or Sunday because I'd
go when I went. I went on practice round.
Hey, I would love.
Thanks for the support. It's the shock. I appreciate all the props.
I would love to go
so
on a Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe even a Thursday, but not on a weekend.
That's too much.
That'd be too much.
So
let's go to watch it.
So Scotty Scheffler wins it.
I'll never go.
And he's been dominant. It's crazy that he wasn't the first pick in the golf pool.
Well, Anna just botched it.
She fumbled it.
I mean, even donks like myself and Cakes know Scottie Scheffler should have been the top pick.
I would have taken Scottie Scheffler.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's a no-brainer.
And the question is that a good thing for golf? People liked it when it was Tiger Woods winning all the time, but is Scottie Scheffler too boring?
But Tiger was one in a million. I mean,
no one compares.
No
one.
You can't compare anybody. So that's the problem. We're just so used to Tiger. We watched Tiger for 20 years. But Scott, I think what's good for golf is there's someone that's dominant, and then for everyone to try and catch him. I don't get into the personalities like just the casual golfers do or casual golf fans do. I think it's awesome that someone is dominating like Tiger did, but you know his personality is not going to match.
Here's my question: as a casual golf fan, it seems like there are guys. All right, Tiger was dominant and the best and won at a ridiculous percentage.
Correct.
And won majors and made every cut and everything like that. But it seems like if I had to say, here's what the last 10 years have been like, seems like there'll be a Scottie Scheffler type that is really good and dominant maybe for a year or two, and then somebody else comes in.
Like he falls off.
Like I would say Jordan Spieth won a bunch.
He did.
And then Brooks Koepka won a bunch. Rory had a little run. All these guys that have maybe three or four majors,
yeah, Koepka's
majors,
got five,
whatever.
Right. Yep.
How is Scheffler different?
I don't know if he is, but I just think my gut is his game is so dialed in, especially his iron play, that he's going to be good for a long, long time.
Now, could he fall off the map last week?
Sure.
You corrected me, EB, last week. You said, well, the difference is Koepka wasn't winning the regular tournaments. He was just winning the majors.
Well,
he didn't care about him.
Yeah. Scheffler cares about every tournament. He wants to win every tournament he plays in.
What about Spieth? When Spieth was like the number one guy.
Spieth is kind of interesting because he was a young phenom. He like played in the Honda Classic when he was like 15. And then he had this great early start, right? Won the Masters at such a young age. And how many does Spieth have? Does he have like four?
No, he's got three.
Yeah, he hasn't won the PGA.
It's weird. I don't really understand Spieth.
But was Spieth, this is what I don't really get. All right. I'm not saying Scottie Scheffler is not boring. Drab doesn't like him, thinks he's bad for golf. He's boring, right? What was different about Spieth? Like,
Spieth.
Why does Spieth have more charisma?
Spieth is great TV.
Yeah.
It's so much more dramatic golfer.
Spieth will talk his way through the whole round.
Okay.
Hate himself for three holes.
He and his caddy the whole time.
And what about,
criticizes himself.
What about Koepka?
Koepka's definitely fiery as well.
Koepka's just kind of like a villain. Koepka's even though he's just not a villain, he kind of plays a villain.
But Koepka also, to the media, he'll let you know how good he is. So Scheffler's, so he's complete opposite that
way. All right. So Scheffler's different than those guys.
Yeah.
What about Rahm? Because John Rahm was also one of these guys who was number one for a while.
Rahm will curse on the course all the time.
He's kind of fiery.
So Scheffler doesn't have emotions?
He's a robot. He's a robotic golfer.
He's just like the nicest guy.
It took him an eagle of 15 to show emotion.
He's kind of a silent killer.
Yeah.
But
I would argue almost none of those guys move the needle. They definitely don't move the needle like Tiger. None of them do.
No, of course. Right.
But
no,
Spieth probably in his heyday moved it the most.
Well, he was 20. That was also really exciting when he first came on.
True.
Scheffler, he's the Roger Federer of golf. He's just a robot and so boring. And Roger was terrible for tennis because he had no personality. Nobody cared to watch.
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
I just have no interest. As the most casual of golf fans of only Tiger.
Yeah,
I'm
only
Tiger
guy. I was
guy.
Really hoping.
I need a personality.
Well, that's why Bryson was so good that he was on that leaderboard, but he just couldn't get anything going.
Well, look, if Tyrrell Hatton, now Hatton's on Live now, but if Hatton was as good as Scheffler.
Oh, he's great TV.
Then he would be good TV.
Yeah.
He
gets, what if Morikawa would win? Does he have more juice than
not
no, Scheffler?
Morikawa's kind of the same. He's boring.
Because he's won two, right?
Schauffele does nothing for me.
He's boring.
I couldn't even pick him out of the lineup. I don't know who he is.
I am not a Xander guy.
I mean, but I guess maybe Patrick Reed has a little bit.
While I was watching,
Rory is the guy, but he's just disappointing.
Yeah. While I was watching, I was looking it up. Morikawa's won two majors already. Yeah. He's won equal amount of Scheffler.
Yes. And he kind of came on like really fast. And then kind of...
His British is kind of Fugazi because it was... lame conditions, no win. Well, then he won it with like 1700.
That was 3 years ago.
Well, his U.S. Open.
It was PGA.
PGA was COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the two they won, three and four
on the rankings.
His biggest criticism, he's a simulator golfer. He can't adapt to conditions or anything like that. He's kind of a robot, too. All right.
I don't
like Morikawa.
I don't dislike any of these guys.
Yeah, I like to watch
See,
all
that's
of
why,
them.
See, Drab and I are different. Because I'm not watching it for the personnel. I'm watching it because I love to watch great golf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the casual golf fan, like Cakes and like Drabby,
but
JP
who were you rooting for? Like, I truly was rooting for Bryson to make a move for three straight days, and he never could.
Well, I was rooting for the people I bet on. So Rahm was a big zero this weekend, so I needed Scheffler and Rahm. I was rooting for Homa, actually. Once I knew Rahm was out of
it, super nice.
I like Homa.
But he's super nice, but he doesn't really move the needle.
No, he's not a needle mover. Look, I'm the perfect, I think, test for a needle mover, right? I'm casual. Now, I probably watch more than Cakes because I tuned in a little Saturday, tuned a little Sunday.
Cakes downright hates it.
No, I hate it. I'm just ambivalent towards it.
No.
Max Homa.
You're more than
Max Homa really moves no needle for me. Here are your needle movers for me.
Yeah.
I think you're right about Bryson DeChambeau. Needle mover.
Definitely.
Then, sadly, it's going to be guys
like... Not
like
Tiger, but he does move the needle.
Last year... Phil Mickelson, needle mover.
Oh, Phil. If Phil would have been on that leaderboard, that would have been insane.
Look at the glee.
Here,
he's old.
Another needle mover, and he does have a green jacket. He wears it all the time. Sergio Garcia.
<He does. laughs>
If Sergio had made
now,
charge.
Now, we were joning on Jason
but
Day's.
Let me tell you
we're
something.
We were joning on Jason Day's outfit.
No, his was
the
worse.
First day
you're right,
Sergio
you're right.
came in wearing
the fireballs, yellow,
yellow
the red
and green. Yeah. He looked terrible.
Another needle mover.
It was red and yellow.
Another needle mover.
No, it was yellow
and he has a green jacket. Dustin Johnson would be the needle mover.
DJ, he's got fat.
Yeah, but DJ's, he's a robot too.
He is.
Yeah, but he's got
game.
Paulina.
He's
yeah,
he had swagger.
The Paulina factor.
He just walked around
right,
like he
true.
Had a 10-incher, and everyone knew it.
True, but right. he's got no personality. Zippy.
No.
His personality kind of stinks, but that's what makes him charming.
He's dumb as a rock.
Yeah, because everyone just thinks he's dumb. Yeah. It's like... You know,
but Xander Schauffele and Cantlay.
Oh yeah, Cantlay. Cantlay, boring.
The guy from Denmark, whatever, that finished in second.
Ludvig Åberg. I would argue that
not a needle mover.
Åberg talked
Åberg.
About whatever his name is. Blankberg talked about a shot with his caddy and for 3 minutes on TV. And what did he do? He put it right in the drink.
All right.
No, here's why. Here's why Ludvig is needle mover is because he's 20 years old, was the number one amateur, and he's has already awesome. Played in a Ryder Cup and has a win overseas and on the PGA Tour.
Okay, needle mover to you, young, but no, I'm saying the average
Young phenom factor.
Right, what happened to the young phenom that beat McCarthy, by the way? Did he even make the cut?
That beat Denny McCarthy?
Yeah.
The week before.
Osh K-Bahat.
Batia.
Did he make
Batia.
The cut?
By yes. the way, they're saying yes.
He finished 35th.
I didn't know this. I saw this on my feed, that his part of his original injury was a pickleball injury.
Was it?
I'm not kidding. And they're saying Bernard Langer missed the Masters because he tore his Achilles playing pickleball.
Well, that makes more sense. Langer's like in his 60s.
Yeah.
You know, I know, but dude, I'm telling you, people play pickleball all ages. You know this.
It's tough out in those pickleball streets, EB. No, I know this.
Did you know that? Two pickleball injuries affected the Masters. That's unbelievable. I didn't know that Bernard Langer tore his Achilles.
Maybe that's the only hope for the field.
I had no idea.
They need Scheffler to take up pickleball.
There aren't that many guys. Listen, none of
didn't
them.
Didn't he say something after the Masters that it wasn't that satisfying? Golf's not a satisfying sport.
No, he said Scheffler. That golf doesn't define his life.
Yeah, he's big on. That's why he was going to be stupid and leave if this child was being born.
I would say if Spieth. And we should throw Justin Thomas in there. Justin Thomas has a little bit more.
He has charisma, but his game is
personality.
Butt. His game is butt right now.
Yeah.
All these guys are kind of playing like butt. That's why Scheffler's
except for the
dominating.
One, except for one.
If you could wave a magic wand right now.
Yeah.
And it can't be to make Tiger the number one guy. Who would you want to be the number one guy that would have a little riz?
I'm a Bryson guy.
Spieth.
I'm a Bryson guy.
Probably Spieth.
I like Spieth. He's fine. I don't like his caddy for some reason.
Spieth's caddy.
Michael, you don't like Michael?
On my
how do you know who people's caddies are?
This everyone knows.
Because we watch.
Same one everybody for 10 knows. Years.
Yeah, you didn't know that Ted Scott won his fourth green jacket. Scotty Scheffler. So he won two with Bubba, two with Scotty.
You're right. I did not know Ted Scott.
I saw he's made already the caddy $1.2 million this
that.
Year.
I did see that he's got the deep pockets.
I don't know.
Good for him.
By the way, Tiger won $44,000. He should just give all of that to his caddy. Right. He doesn't, first of all, he doesn't need it.
Right.
And he should just give it all
who's
to the caddy.
Who's Tiger's caddy? I'm sure you know.
I don't know, it's like some new guy.
He probably knows Charlie's caddy.
I don't know Charlie. It was, I don't know.
How quickly do you think Tiger was on his private after he got off the 18th green?
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about
20
that.
20 minutes.
Well, I was thinking, is he going to hit skins now? Because
he gave up sex.
He said he gave up sex before the tournament. So as he was walking, they showed him walking from 18 green.
Yeah.
So all I could think about is he was probably thinking, which chick am I going
to
call?
Maybe that was that was his note to the other guy.
It was nice
who
for
do you
him,
know?
It was nice for him to shake hands with Vern and have a few words. It looked like he was ready to go after about 7 seconds.
Yeah, well,
like
it was a cursory thing, but it was nice.
Vern had the death grip on
his
hand.
Did you notice Vern's pants were falling down?
Well, Vern's
he had the Malbon pants.
He's late 80s.
He had the pants.
You're going to look like that, too, when you're 85.
I don't know.
If you're alive.
He needs to do some squats or something.
Here are his squats. He squats down to tie his shoes, and he's done for the day.
His pants, he had the belt around the pants, and they're below his cheeks.
He's 83.
I didn't see that, but I saw him on TV, and he did not look good.
Yeah, he's a...
How many years has he done it?
Well, this is it.
I think 40.
Yeah, you know
pants on the ground.
If I make it to 83,
his pants were on the
please
ground.
Don't show me on television.
No.
He's still spotlighting me on TV.
He was hiding behind a tree.
Hey, you got a rounder butt than Vern.
Silly,
Lundquist.
I'll take that.
Who's more exciting though, Vern Lundquist or Scott Scheffler?
Vern.
I just call him Scott. Yeah. Yeah. That's why Scotty. Yeah.
That's another thing.
His dad's name is
Scott. You're a grown ass man. Yeah. Drop the Scotty.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing?
You hear that horse?
Scotty's vodka.
That's his name.
Other people are calling him.
Yeah. What do we get about Scotty's vodka? Scott's vodka.
It should be Scott's vodka.
No,
I'm sorry.
Scotty's
Scott Pippen.
To sell vodka.
Sorry.
Scotty sounds better than Scott's.
I'm kind of with you though.
Man, things bother Drab.
They do.
It's a child's name.
I'm sorry.
Tommy Horsecamp. Tommy.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, but he probably in
you're
business.
You're Drabby.
In business, yeah. He
not
probably graduated to Tom or Thomas.
Who?
On Tommy's, if he has a business
nobody
card,
calls him
is he
Tom
still
Horsecamp.
Tommy?
Nobody calls him Tom.
He should have graduated
really no
Tom.
No one on earth calls Tommy
but he should have. The point is, he should have graduated Tom.
Look, he's,
maybe he does.
He's just Tommy.
No, they'll always be known
he's
as
not even
Tommy,
Tommy to me. He's
and Johnny. Those brothers.
Yeah, Tommy Johnny, and Johnny is Johnny.
For life.
Yeah.
If he was Johnny Auville, that'd be nubs.
That would be,
right. be embarrassing.
You're right.
Skanks.
I know.
I mean, off the air.
That was another thing, by the way, on the Altcast. Gabby asked me, Bruce Boudreau, why my nickname is Cakes. I didn't have a good story.
You
should have made something up. I need to make up a story.
You should have said for my flat ass.
Maybe that'll be it going forward. I don't know.
I don't even know what the story is.
Let's go to.
I used to call him Johnny Cakes playing ping pong. A common nickname, by the way.
It's not a good story.
Well, I know Cakes.
Maybe that's why, because a lot of Johns are called Cakes, and JP just glommed onto that.
All right, okay.
Let's go to Scott.
Johnny Cakes flows.
Okay.
Scott.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Scott. Hey, what's up?
What's up, Scotty?
Don't get me wrong. I like Scotty as a person. I like him as a golfer. But for the love of God, yesterday was horrible. The biggest tournament of the year, biggest thing in golf, he's walking up after the front nine. I mean, not even after the front nine. He's biting his lip. He'd hit a shot to 2 feet. He'd look down, bite his lip. He'd walk up the fairway. Colin Morikawa, who after hole nine when he doubled it, had more fun on the back nine than Scottie Scheffler did. It was so boring to watch. My wife was ready to kick me out of the house because I'm yelling at the TV. It could not have been a worse look for golf. He'll bounce back and he'll be his normal self. But if you want to be with your wife, go be with your wife. Just do your thing off the course and be a show.
He kept telling everybody, I can't wait to leave here and go fly back and be with my like I'm ready for these questions to end so I can go fly back and
he
be
didn't want to be there.
I don't know.
He didn't want to talk to them.
He just looked so bored. And
Scott, how dumb would he have been if he left for the birth of his child?
I would have loved it.
You would because
if he would have left Saturday, okay, cool. If he would have left Sunday, when they called him on the 18th hole, he's up two strokes. I would have loved it if he left on Sunday.
Sounds like he's over. Scott is over. Scott went
somewhere else.
Right.
Sounded like when we had Jason Sobel on, and Sobel tweeted a distinction that Sobel talked to Scheffler, and there was a distinction. Some people were like making it out like he'd leave in the middle of the round. Mm-hmm. That what Scheffler actually said was if he got the call before a round started, he would leave. Yeah. He wasn't going to leave in the middle of a round if all of a sudden.
Well, I don't think he was
going to
leave.
He wasn't
going to
leave Sunday
morning.
He wasn't going to leave Sunday morning. If he did leave Sunday morning, he'd have IQ of zero. You can't do that. It's not, kids are your greatest legacy. They're the greatest thing ever, but you don't have to be there to see the kids squirt out.
They're not going to remember.
They don't remember, you know. In fact, anything you remember is a nightmare. You know what I'm talking about, Drabby.
Okay. All right, got to take a break on that note. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, also, we will give you a chance, as we mentioned, coming up at 9:45, a chance to win Aerosmith tickets here on the Junkies.
Cakes.
Yes, sir.
We need the Caps to win tonight.
Right? Yes, we need that desperately.
So what we need to do is bet a lot of money on the Bruins.
I'll let you do that. I'm not comfortable doing that. I don't like against my team.
You don't like it?
Personally. Well,
is that because you feel like you want to win the money? So deep down,
I just don't like placing wagers against my team.
Yeah, but why would you profit off it? Just profit off the.
Emotional hedge play. Mm.
Pay for the win.
I'm not a big emotional hedge guy.
Yeah, he's not.
Personally,
I like it. Pay for the win.
That's what I'm going to do.
I saw John DePompa tweeted out that if the Caps miss the playoffs, it's your fault, Cakes, because Cakes usually does a playoff bit where he does a selfie.
Oh, did he not do it this year?
Well, they're not in the playoffs yet.
Here's what I
do. So he usually does the playoff bit where in the playoffs for each game he does, I'll call it a goofy face picture.
Yeah.
Is that basically what it
that
is?
Works. Yeah.
Goofy face selfie. And he did it before the playoffs.
Now, I did it. Here's why I did it.
He's doing it in the regular season.
Because he counted his chickens when they were up like 70%.
No, here's what I did it. I even said it in the tweet.
Yeah.
I said this is a Caps are kind of grasping for the playoff type win. So here's a pre-playoff selfie, basically hoping they make the playoffs. And then they went on a skid after that. their chances dipped, but now they're back in the mix.
Right. Well, you said 29% chance. Is that what you said before?
It's 29%, according to MoneyPuck.com.
Real quick, let's hook up caller number 10. We'll reward the listeners with some tickets to go see Aerosmith. 800-636-1067. 10th caller will get tickets to their Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes. Tuesday, October 8th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy of Live
Nation.
And
by the way, my response to John DePompa was, well, if the Caps hadn't dropped games at home that they should have won, like an embarrassing loss to the Coyotes, two roadies at Buffalo, and there was another disturbing loss
Ottawa?
The Ottawa loss, then we wouldn't be in this situation.
Correct.
And me taking a selfie has no bearing on what actually happens on the ice.
Well, the reason
we all know.
The reason they lost to those teams is they're not that much better than those teams.
Agreed.
If at all.
They have trouble scoring goals.
Correct.
So it's a home game against Boston.
Correct. Final home game of the season.
This is our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day.
Not Scott's Vodka, Scotty's Vodka.
Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
You know what I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. Tonight, I'm going to shake
it up. Do they win tonight is the poll.
Period one, beer. Period two, Scotty's Vodka cocktail. Period three, second beer. I'm gonna have a Scotty's Vodka cocktail. Sandwich tonight.
If they win and clinch a playoff spot tonight based on scenarios, we'll have a little small happy hour tomorrow.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
9 o'clock happy
hour. Aren't you going to bring the booze?
I'll bring it, yeah.
Cakes, let's spread out your 2 to 3 beers and today with vodka. Do you ever feel the buzz?
No, not really. So if I have 2 to 3 drinks.
So why do you drink the beer? For the taste? You actually like the taste?
I enjoy beer, yeah. I also enjoy Scotty's Vodka mixed with...
Right.
What do I mix it with?
He's also, you know what I mix? The reason why we call him Box, we don't call him that often, is he gets in a box and he'll stay in it forever. So he's in a pattern for years.
It's his pattern.
Maybe I'm going to mix Scotty's with a Topo Chico tonight. Blueberry.
I think, listen.
Sounds good.
When I have like 2 sips of a cocktail, I can just feel it burning through my body. It feels silly. You don't get that feeling?
It depends on how strong they are.
2 sips of the... Well, I make mine strong.
I try to make mine a little weaker than usual.
I think I determined last night that every one of my drinks is 2.
Right, you're always pulling doubles.
Without question, my old fashions. So like last night I said, I'm going to only have... You know, I always limit myself to 2. Mm-hmm. But they're the world's strongest.
Sure, it's 4. You're having 4 drinks.
I'm having 4.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the buzz, like buzzed, like buzz driving, like you couldn't drive?
Last night, I would have had difficulty behind the wheel. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Cakes?
I was watching a Masters. At 5 o'clock, I started pouring the old-fashioned.
And I'm a responsible drinker.
I'm not saying that you would drive. I'm just saying, theoretically,
after 3 drinks,
when you're drinking at home during a Caps game, are you drinking yourself to the point that you're intoxicated that you would not be able to drive?
No.
So you believe you're staying in sober range?
Definitely am.
Because the 3 beers, it's spread out.
Yeah, it's spread out like over...
No.
And are you eating?
I'm too drunk to drive.
Well, yeah, you get drunk quick.
Am I eating? At times, I'll take one hand with a cocktail or a beer. Other hand, extra toasty Cheez-Its.
I'll be honest with you.
That's
I hate the way I feel the next morning. Well, during the middle of the night.
So you know when to cut yourself off.
Yeah, so I don't drink as much. I'll have a drink or 2 each day, but I'm not drinking more than 2. Because if I have more than 2, I'll feel like crap the next morning.
Right. Well, I determined that my 2 is 4. I determined that last night. Because my head were really bothering me last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
I think I ate too many potato chips.
Well,
I was dehydrated.
What brand?
Normally I'm a Wavy Lays guy,
okay.
But I didn't feel like I was too lazy. I just went with the, what's the blue and white
By
package?
The way, when EB
Ruffles?
Says he was too lazy,
Ruffles.
That's lazy.
Okay. Because I was in the grocery.
He was extra lazy.
What?
I thought you were getting sexy back.
I am. I haven't had sugar in, like, almost no sugar.
Doubles and Ruffles?
I had Ruffles and doubles.
Yeah,
what, do you want doubles. To have no fun in my
Flavored
life? You want
or
no
just
fun?
Salt. Like, are we talking cheddar and sour cream?
I dipped it in and
hell of a good friend.
He's a box.
I'm not supposed to enjoy the Masters. What am I supposed to do? I'm sitting in front of a TV for 8 hours.
Have a salad.
Salad.
You ain't getting sexy back sitting down for 8 hours.
I haven't had sugar, though.
Yeah. Sitting down, cocktails, chips. Yeah. Sedentary, Ruffles, doubles.
Did you set it up like you say?
Yeah, on your
chest like you did.
Sometimes there were a few chips that were right here.
Chips.
But I try to put them in bowls. But if I get a handful, I lay down and I put it right here.
So stupid.
And then I just eat off my. That's my tray. It's my tray. I went to hug my daughter, and she said, "No, you have crumbs all over you."
Hey, EB, it's a shock. What are you doing, pulling doubles and eating chips off your chest? Yeah. You're never going to win the Masters like that.
It's never how sexy that older dude is.
Dude, I've gone like 7 days drinking this horrific black coffee. It ruins your appetite. It ruins your breath. It ruins everything. It ruins your will to live. Okay?
Why are you doing it?
Why do you keep drinking it?
Just drink water.
It is limiting my sugar.
So water doesn't have sugar?
I did have a Dunkin' Donut at the tailgate. But I read, if you're going to have sugar, you have it for dessert.
Hey, EB, have a Dunkin' Donuts.
So yeah. I read if you have... No, those guys were not at the tailgate, unfortunately. I wish they were.
But the alcohol consumption can't be good for your weight.
It's probably not great.
It's not good. Of course it's not good.
But, I mean, think about all those rock stars. They're all skinny.
They're on heroin, too.
Yeah, and they just don't... They never eat.
Yeah. I mean, well, whatever. It is what it is.
You got to live life.
I got to live sometimes.
Dude, I mean.
So, Cakes, you're planning. Shocker, he's planning out his beers tonight.
Yeah, my evening is set. I'm good to go. Caps game tonight. Puck drop, right, 7 p.m.
Okay, but I'm telling you, if they clinch a playoff spot tonight, you are having a cocktail in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow.
That's perfect.
Scotty's vodka.
I will enjoy that. Yes, please. Let's hope that happens.
But they have to clinch. They have to clinch.
Let's have a Scotty's Bloody Mary.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to happen. But
why? Why can't they win?
Well, they can win, but they'd have to have another scenario.
You also need Montreal to win tonight, too.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.